Hey guys, it's another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Joined with me is Wynn Brantley and Ron Fox. Guys, how are y'all? Ron, are you mad today? I mean,
I already did it.
I know. Just whatever. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Wynn?
I'm all right.
Okay, that's all I just said that.
I mean, I don't speak unless I'm spoken to.
My goodness. Well, anyway,
I mean, every episode you turn to Ryan, and then I'm.
I turn to him first as he's right beside me, and then
like,
I look across.
I have to be like the guy that's walking behind two guys on a skinny sidewalk, and go, "Hey guys, I'm okay too."
Okay,
I know somebody like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Anyways, I thought you were talking about me for a second. Maybe. Probably. Anyways, let's talk some wrestling, guys. I mean, sure. How about this? We're fresh off of, you know, Blood Money happening last weekend.
We already reviewed that.
I know. We already reviewed. Go listen to that. Pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, the plays are pretty low, so please.
Well, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Go do that a listen if you can. So, in terms of the fallout from Saudi, everything, like, feud-wise, there's nothing. I think the only feud that we've seen kind of progress and move forward is Judgment Day OC. That's still going on.
Yeah, and you added a new body in there. You
added Mia Yim.
Mia Yim returns, and
do you care?
Kinda. I mean, it's
better than Impact.
Other than better. Other than Charlotte, that was like the only equalizer I could think of for the OC to get like a leg up on Rhea.
And I guess she kind of fits the OC style, kind of like just beating the crap out of
Liv
people.
Morgan definitely didn't. I don't like, remember when they did that.
Yeah, well, you know, she does now. You know, she's crazy. You know, jumping from the barricade. And not making it, by the way.
Close.
She was pretty close. But nothing.
She's like channeling
butt stuff.
She's
a little more.
She's like channeling her inner Jeff Hardy and Shane McMahon lately, and some of it's working, and then you got that spot.
I was like, can you define, are you talking about like Jeff Hardy on drugs, or I mean,
just Jeff Hardy in general.
Jeff Hardy in general. I mean, I guess that's a part of her character now. Like, since Extreme Rules, she's just, hey, I'm going to jump off of everything or try to and see how it goes. I don't know if that's a new character thing they're trying out to.
I have no idea what they're doing.
Like, it's just.
They're just doing.
I mean.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another thing, they're just throwing random people, which, by the way, the women's division on SmackDown. Pretty scarce. Like, I mean, you got Ronda. You know, obviously, is Ronda.
Sonya Deville.
Shayna.
Shayna. Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan. Raquel, which I forgot she was. I thought she was on Raw for the longest time. I guess she's on SmackDown.
Shotzi. Zelina Vega. B-Fab.
Your girl B-Fab.
And, now Sarah Logan.
Now
back.
Sarah Logan. And you can add in Xia Li. Emma was not on SmackDown.
Right.
And then Lacey Evans.
Do we want to talk about Sarah Logan's face paint?
You mean how she's doing half blackface?
Literally, it's the same thing Piper did, except horizontal. Like,
who did it better?
I'm not answering that question.
To be fair, Sarah Logan, obviously, I don't think there was any malicious intent.
There was zero intent.
But she's also...
There's a rumor that Piper has some intent.
I think he definitely did.
Well, okay, the only intent was they were saying there was going to be a rib on Bad News Brown. That he didn't know.
What are you saying?
Could you imagine?
Vikings used to paint their faces.
So Vikings are racist?
So can we cancel Vikings?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Last I checked in my history book, Vikings did blackface. Canceled! We also
you were not the one to be canceling people.
I know, right? I've come pretty close. Yeah, I mean, anyways, we saw Bray Wyatt get physical for the first time. I guess you call it physical. We headbutted LA Knight. I mean,
that is physical.
I mean, yeah, that's more of a...
It wasn't verbal.
I thought it was an emotional thing.
You ever gotten a verbal headbutt before?
Every day. I'm trying. Anyways, so we saw Bray Wyatt and LA Knight have a little back and forth. I don't think that's going to be LA... I don't think they're going to have a feud. I mean, maybe a tag team. You know, El Bray.
You don't stop, do you?
You really El don't... Bray Wyatt?
Eh? L. Bray Wyatt. You see, you just don't understand the anger that I've had. Those promos would be funny.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I like doing bad things to people.
Yeah!
Triangle's their manager. Yeah!
All right.
No, Angelo's the manager.
Can we talk about the...
Speaking of... Where are the Street Profits? Is Montez hurt?
I don't know.
He was hurt, like, a month and a half ago.
You're normally the one that just knows these things.
Well, because I haven't really paid much attention to Raw, and I think they're still on Raw. And I haven't seen, like, Angelo's not even doing singles matches, I don't think.
Maybe they're all late.
Saw him training with Moose on TikTok.
Yeah, I did see that, which... Looked really good. Angelo was really good.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all elite.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe when you see the vignettes of the elite getting erased from
it's
everything.
The Street Profits taking their spot.
It's the Street Profits and Moose.
Like, ASPW.
Uh-huh. Smoke.
Yeah.
All smoky wrestling.
Uh-huh.
You just, they film their TV taping. The whole arena's just filled with smoke. Can't see a thing. Like, yeah.
It's just UHW.
This is for the solo cup title. Winner gets headbands. Anyways, but yeah, I was just curious. I didn't know if we had seen Angelo or if he's done anything or not. I miss Angelo.
I do too.
Really do. Speaking of AEW, I mean, Jeff Jarrett's still a thing, guys. Like. And yeah. He's on TV, and he's getting a lot more hate than what he deserves. We talked about this last week, but he's getting a lot more hate for being an on-screen talent. I think he's actually getting hate disease with the company. I don't get it.
Probably. But, like, dude's getting that money. He was on the SummerSlam card this year, you know, special guest referee. He wrestled Ric Flair in supposedly Ric Flair's final match. I would... hope so.
I'm coming back for another.
And Jeff Jarrett is now, what, the...
Director of
Live
Business Development.
Okay.
So...
And you smashed Darby Allin in the head with a guitar.
You did. And you just carried around a guitar, you know, just now. And you talked about Satnam Singh.
Good job.
Something Singh.
You're close.
Close enough. Actually made a dig at Braun Strowman saying that Satnam Singh was a real monster and not the one that dresses up in red skin jeans.
Do we want to talk about Braun Strowman and his recent...
Oh, you mean what else he's done to get more heat? Yes,
yeah.
Please. I would love to hear about this.
It's just... So he just posts a random tweet on a Sunday morning about how me and Omos got 47 5-stars. Nobody wants to see that flippy floppy grocery bagging wrestling anymore. You know, blah, blah, blah. Control your narrative this. And
did he actually say control your narrative?
No.
Oh, I was hoping he would.
No. I just don't understand why he, every waking moment, he chooses to hate indie wrestlers.
I'm going to make a bold statement here. Is Braun he needs to be off Twitter, kind of like how we need to keep Trump off Twitter. Like,
honestly,
he can't, like, he can't stop.
No,
he does great things. Like, Braun's not bad.
If this was a character thing and he was turning heel, great. That's a great start. That's real heat, dude. You pissed a lot of people off. But this, we just watched him wrestle Jinder Mahal. He's a baby face. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm just saying, Jinder did have the same color gear that Braun had on. It matched, like, the shirt and the red and all that. I'm cool with the Bronner Day Maharajas. Like,
okay, you and these tag teams on this episode.
I'm just saying, look, we need a tag division. When Usos have got to beat other people. Okay, so we'll just throw them.
I think we've had the same tag teams beating each other for like 10 years now.
Well, I mean, Usos got to keep on this historic run. So
throw
like,
in the random John Cena plus insert person he's feuding with.
Like, or throw in Hit Row. I mean, look, we can add Hit Row to the list of, you know, teams that Usos beat, which will probably happen anyways. I mean, who wants to see Top Dollar hold titles? Nobody.
Like, back to Braun, though.
Back to Braun.
Like, Will Ospreay said it best. He's like, dude, why couldn't you have just said you put on a really good heavyweight showing? Why can't you just let people enjoy what they want to enjoy?
Yeah, and even then...
Not well.
Not.
You have to like what I like.
I don't understand why, like more so old school wrestling fans hate athleticism.
I think it's more so hating what it turns into. It's not so much hating the athleticism, because you look even like, if you want to consider it old school, which I guess we can now, but like RVD's doing a lot of the stuff indie guys are doing now, yep, back in the 90s.
True.
But he was still like, I guess, respecting the business from a kayfabe standpoint and to a story standpoint, which a lot of indie guys are doing now anyways, because they're fans of that stuff.
Now, I will agree with him on to an extent of like, when you get Sammy Guevara taking a running knee from Brian Danielson, and then 5 minutes later he's doing a springboard flipping DDT, and so then that climbing, was
just about to say.
And then climbing to the top rope with zero like selling, trying to get, yeah, to the top. It's just like,
and that's kind of the thing. And I think that's maybe that's what I'm hoping. Like, I understand that viewpoint of it. I feel like Braun just hates all indie wrestling, and mind you, Braun was an indie guy for the last year or so.
Yeah, like, what did you hear from Braun when Evil Uno, right when COVID started, and he said, hey, you know, I'm not working as many bookings because of COVID.
Oh.
Can you, you know, subscribe to my Patreon, buy my t-shirt, anything you can do to help? And he's, yep, just like, oh, here we go, trying to ask people to pay your bills. I went down to Florida with $150 and a Kia Soul.
Yep.
And you know that guaranteed developmental contract he probably had? Yeah.
Yeah.
Before had COVID.
It. Yeah, you had it so hard. You were world's strongest men doing all those lifting competitions. You had it so hard, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah, Christ.
His buddy EC3 is also like top.
EC3's not as bad.
He's not as bad though, but it's just like, I don't think what he's saying is necessarily wrong. I think how he words it is 100% wrong though. Like, so he was interviewing with Vince Russo, and he had they brought up Bad Bunny. Which, mind you, I don't get it. Why? And I guess I would get it for some wrestlers. Obviously, EC3, jobber at this point with WWE, if he's still with the company. Because this is, he wrestles at Mania 37, right? Bad Bunny does?
Yes.
So EC3 is already gone. He's already controlling his narrative. Or probably doing some weird crap.
He's Impact, I believe.
After the WWE release?
Yes.
That's right. He does Impact for like a couple months, and then he's Ring of Honor, then he's controlling his narrative, yeah, and now he's doing whatever. I guess not controlling his narrative because they're doing, well, I think they're actually doing a show here pretty soon. But he talked about Bad Bunny, and he says, I think when you deal with high-level celebs that are complete narcissists, what has Bad Bunny done besides have a couple of hit songs? He's probably coddled to and given everything. They can never give on the way out, whoever gets over. Bad Bunny can't do the job on the way out. Bad Bunny's got a show in 2 weeks, can't be beaten out. I guess he's referring to
the way out. On his way out, as if he's been wrestling
he's
for
working
years,
he's working
bro.
A territory. And also,
this is his first match.
Here's the thing. In wrestling, I'm not going to say 50-50, because 50-50 booking doesn't exist anymore.
Didn't you just predict like an entire
match?
I did.
I 50-50 booked an entire card, yes. But like in this sense, especially with a guy like Bad Bunny, who's going over? The heel or Bad Bunny? Who's more over? The bad guy or the guy who's known worldwide with sold-out tours, sold-out concerts, probably platinum albums, making a lot more money than what EC3 probably has? Who are you putting over? Okay. Who's going to job and take the fall on the way out? Not the superstar-turned-wrestler.
I don't understand why some wrestlers can't just, like, even when it's not fair, you know, like, do their part.
And also, here's the thing.
Because, no, obviously, it's not fair.
It's not.
But, like, do the job.
But
man,
look at it this way, though. Like, okay, with Logan Paul, which, by the way, I feel like has gained respect. He was already getting respected by fans after his first two matches.
Because guess what? If you're good enough, losing to that celebrity isn't going to hurt you.
Like, did Miz didn't fall off after losing to Bad Bunny? Like,
no, and nobody. He was just world champion a couple months ago.
Yeah, like, I mean, Miz doesn't fall off after losing to Bad Bunny.
Think he was complaining about it?
Yeah, Miz doesn't fall off after losing to Logan Paul. Like,
do you think Miz was angry about either of those two outcomes?
No, you want to know why? Because Miz was making money during these two outcomes.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, and I guess I understand from a certain viewpoint, I guess if you're in the business, you're supposed to care for the actual business. Like, oh, man, I'm here to wrestle and all that. In WWE, I think it's a little bit different. As long as the company's making money, which is always going to happen.
If you're putting eyes on the product,
you're going to make money.
Yeah.
So guess what? If I'm in catering watching Logan Paul put on a really good main event with Roman Reigns, knowing that I think they mentioned on SmackDown, they doubled something in Saudi. Was it their attendance or maybe buys? Something like they did.
This is the most viewed
yeah.
international show
yeah.
ever.
I mean,
by double.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, that's a good bit. I don't care. Like, because guess what? That means that the company is making money, which means I can also make money wrestling on Main Event. Like, who cares? They're not going to job on the way out. Now, if it's Logan Paul who's going to be there a while, yes, Logan Paul's going to lose matches, especially to Roman Reigns. If it's Bad Bunny who's there to kind of just show up, be a fan, be a spectacle, and leave, you're going to win. I mean, I can't think of a guy who's came in for... And necessarily, Bad Bunny was kind of a one-off in terms of having a legit match.
Just off the top of my head, I don't know why this is the first one, but Floyd Mayweather, he beat the Big Show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please list others before there's 15 seconds of dead air.
No. So, you know, like, Floyd Mayweather wins his match. I'm going to throw in Ronda Rousey at Mania 34. Signs the contract, but she's technically spectacled.
Yeah, I'll get
it
to you, whatever.
I mean, but you have her. I'm trying to think of a few others that have wrestled celebrity matches. Mr. T lost. No, actually, I think he won. He won by DQ because Piper body slammed him in a boxing match. So, like, but Mr. T brought eyes to the product. Mike Tyson didn't wrestle, but he was involved, brought eyes to the product. Like, and they weren't put down as morons or less than. They were put over as, hey, they're here in the company. They're A-list people. Here you go. Like, I you can't imagine Tyson getting buried, especially at the peak of Mike Tyson there in 98. Hey, we're going to bury Mike Tyson while he's here so he can be the specialist enforcer.
Could we put Pat McAfee in this conversation? Or, I mean, he's been training since he retired from the NFL. So, you can't, I mean.
It's kind of the same debate we had with, I guess we talked about it maybe after the Crown Jewel episode on, like, what do we consider Pat McAfee and Logan Paul?
Yeah, because Logan Paul, he's signed, he's trained, he's
and
still
so is Pat.
Trained.
Well, that's not, but do you, like, that's the thing. Do you consider them, like, are they spectacle? Are they?
So, like, first matches, like, you can kind of be like, oh, wow, this is a big deal. This is a spectacle. But
yeah,
now
it's a celebrity
that, like,
versus wrestler.
Both of them have wrestled two to three matches. I think you can kind of just go.
Yeah, you kind of say they're part-time wrestlers. Yeah, so, I mean, it. So who cares? And guess what? Even if Pat does wrestle part-time, which he has.
He ain't going to wrestle full-time.
Yeah, well, the thing
he's
is...
He's got so much other stuff.
Yeah, the thing is that if he's over, which Pat McAfee is over everywhere...
A little bit, yeah.
Why would you have him lose?
He's over everywhere except for my living room. My mom just hates him for some reason.
He does give off that vibe of being annoying. I mean, to be fair, like, to like a general person who doesn't love or is not in his demographic, probably cannot stand the guy. But I'm in the demographic and he's great. Like, I mean,
he dropped an SOB on game day.
Like, he ain't never gonna live up to Corso's F-bomb.
Oh, epic.
That's true. But here,
Herbie catching a pin with his eyes closed, too.
But no, like, I don't see... Here's my thing, and I guess I can understand it a little bit, but released... People that get released, even if they come back, for some reason are just bitter. And I guess it's because they wish they... Well, like, they wanted to do more, and maybe they didn't, or just whatever. But, like, EC3 has been bitter since he's left. Braun Strowman... has always been bitter. That's what it looks like. He's just always chip on his shoulder, like, all right, I'm 7 foot tall and a monster, but I can't believe it.
Well, yeah, everybody looks down on him.
Like, why
does
is everybody just
have?
Picking on me? Like, all I have is my giant house I just built with my bonus, a Kia Soul that fits in my 27-car garage, and red skinny jeans. Like, why?
He's got a King Ranch now. The F-350.
Oh, he's out at a Corvette. He's out at a Corvette Stingray too. His car collection's getting massive, probably because he got paid a lot of money to not do much. But still, gets released. Oh man, like, and he did mention he would go back. But...
I'll never lease my boots for anybody but Vince McMahon. Now he's lied twice.
Yeah, I mean,
because he did it for EC3.
Could you imagine if we're still if he was still in Control Your Narrative and you go into that room with him where it's like you could say anything and they won't do anything, just like, hey buddy, you lied. You're lacing your boots tonight, brother. Like,
you're a liar.
What? You're a liar. How about that?
You're a big liar.
He
you're
looks
a
down
giant.
And he's like, actually they're Velcro.
He only that, I would go fair enough and walk away.
Actually,
he only uses laces in WWE.
They're slip ons. I got them at Zoomies.
No, he wears like high top Asics with kick pads.
Or it'd be like Speedball Mike Bailey and wear kick pads and nothing else.
Yeah.
Which yes. is weird.
Kinda cool though.
It's different. Just a little weird. Like, but like EC3, bitter. Carl Anderson.
Oh my god, yeah, he was very bitter.
But now he's not. Which, to be fair, Carl Anderson and Gallows have mentioned we're doing this for money. Like, especially at this point in our careers, we're here for the money.
I'm glad you get a pair of people that are honest. You know, like, of course, wrestling's fun.
Yeah.
But, like,
it is, in fact, a job.
That's why Kevin Nash, and that's what Kevin Nash described as, like, it's still my job. It's still a business. I'm going to find a way to make money because I know this is something I cannot do forever. And Kevin Nash was right. He did not wrestle forever. He tore his quads and kind of got messed up after that. So, like, yes, going there to make money. But, again, it's just everyone just seems so bitter about leaving or getting fired or something like that. And I think it's – I get it. Just, again, EC3 probably thought he was going to be a top guy. Granted, when he signed, most people probably tell you he's not going to be a top guy. Because, truthfully, he's just not. I mean, great look, but other than that, that's about all he has. Because even in promo work, he's doing decent in NWA, but – who's in NWA besides Brodus Clay? which, by the way, Trevor Murdoch is legit probably one of my favorite non-WWE guys now. Looks like a boss as NWA world champion. But, like, I don't see the hype around him. I didn't see the hype. I mean, even Braun could be a top guy just based on size. That's clear. Good Brothers. I can see maybe Good Brothers being bitter because they were signed with, I'm sure, this idea of we're going to be one of the top tag teams when it's New Day. And instead, we're just, like, essentially implying in the storyline that we've ruptured Big E's testicles. Like, it's, I mean...
I love the guys that are like, not fake happy, but happy when they get released. They're like, oh, I can do a whole bunch of stuff I've wanted to do for years that's gotten shot down.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's kind of similar with Cardona's kind of. Like, Cardona and Myers, Myers, I think, made it easier because Myers, it's happened to him before. Like, okay, I got released in 2014, getting released again, okay.
Like, of all the guys that have gotten released, like, since that first release in 2020, has Cardona made the most out of it?
Because he's completely reinvented himself, so yes. The next, I guess, people I could probably throw in there, I'm going to say, and I'm a little biased, but Good Brothers. I mean, even though Carl Anderson is a little bit bitter, Gallows, again, just Gallows had it. I think the guys that have been released before just go with it, and because they've done all this indie stuff, they've done the signings and other promotions. It's like Gallows, like, even he mentioned on a podcast with Van Vliet, like, hey, we got released that day. I was calling, like, Peru and, like, South Africa. Me and Anderson were going to do a worldwide tour, and then COVID hit. It's like, I'm used to it. I was working my way through and getting us booked because I know that's what we have to do now. So, like, I guess, but I think Cardona is the one that's made the most out of it because he's completely reinvented himself. He is arguably, outside WWE, I'm going to say second or third best heel.
Another thing, like, he just went against everything like he ever did. Like, he did a freaking death match. Mm-hmm. Like, light tubes
death
and
match
all.
King. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, and he's fighting for the NWA World title this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he should have won it last year.
He should. So he won it, got hurt, had to vacate it.
That's right.
And so now he's back and healthy. I don't know if he wins it again. Because it's him, Murdoch, and Tyrus, Brodus Clay, in a triple threat.
Oh, God.
Hear me out, though. Brodus Clay's actually looked not horrible in NWA. But to be fair, not a lot of people in NWA have looked good. That's why Nick
Cardona. Cardona was just somebody that made me want to watch whatever product he was on. He mm-hmm. got me to start watching GCW a
yeah.
little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And when he said he's going to be on NWA, I was like, oh, man, I kind of want to buy that show.
Yeah. And everything he's on, he's done well with. He's gotten great heat on social media because he's putting over the fact that he is a WWE guy. He's embracing the fact that he's a WWE guy.
Calling the GCW fans the GCW universe,
yeah,
and they
yeah.
hated it.
Changing the world title to a spinner belt. Like, he's doing it because you look at guys that get released, they try to go as far away from their WWE style as possible.
Yeah, they try to act like it never happened.
Cardona embraces it because that's all Cardona did. He was trained in Deep South, which is WWE affiliate, wrestles in WWE for 13 years, I think.
A long time.
I mean, well, at least on main roster, about 13 years, like... He embraced the style and did very well with it, and I hope he returns. But he has mentioned if he returns, he wants to be Matt Cardona and not Zack Ryder. I don't know if that happens.
I think Triple H would let that happen.
I'd be fine if they made it into a character thing, where he started out as Zack Ryder for, like, he returns, just full heel, and says Zack Ryder's dead, boom, Matt Cardona. Like, I'd be cool with that. Bring in Chelsea Green, which I think they're kind of hinting.
On Impact, she said she's going home.
Yeah, and then she is wrestling at NWA's pay-per-view this weekend for the women's title. So, I don't know. And she is one of the names being rumored to come back. So, I don't know if that means we will get Cardona in WWE. I mean, there is the Rumble. So, I mean, I'd be all for it. But But yeah, I don't know how we spiraled into talking about guys
that I would not be surprised if this year's Rumble featured some guys that are not with the company.
Here would be something really cool. We're getting the trade-off with Shinsuke Wrestling or Pro Wrestling Noah, right?
Yes.
Is he wrestling Great Muta?
Yes.
Can we get Great Muta at the Rumble?
I want Suzuki.
Suzuki, that's a New Japan thing. That's
Suzuki,
like,
is someone I want to see in WWE so bad.
Yeah.
Just one time.
But I feel like New Japan maybe wouldn't do it.
Because
like,
they're really tight with AEW now, right?
Yes.
I mean, they just did a freaking show.
For Muta.
Well, what if they mentioned he was from New Japan?
I mean, what if you mentioned he's from New Japan and put over New Japan's on Friday mornings at 3 a.m. U.S. time? Like,
what, like, I mean, even with Vince in charge last year, they promoted Impact heavy. Like, when Mickey James.
Yeah, yeah.
Let her enter with the title, if I'm not mistaken.
That, yeah, she came out with the title. Did she come out with Hardcore Country, too? I can't remember. She did, because I belted it out. Yes.
We were marking out, I believe.
Yes, because of Hardcore Country. Not because it's Impact World Champion, you know, on TV. But, I mean...
Mickey James.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think Suzuki's going to be, I think, could be a stretch just because of the New Japan dealing. Muta would be cool, at least for some fans, because they already have the deal with Shinsuke working the show. They've already had the work deal with Noah. Now, of course, the big thing with Pro Wrestling Noah is that they also have a relationship with New Japan or with AEW, and that was kind of what created some conflict with Muta and Shinsuke.
I want to see WWE and DDT work together. And I want them to do the freaking tower match. You've seen yes, it before, right? Yeah.
Okay. I want that.
Do you want the Iron Man title wrestled on WWE soil?
Yes.
Where a ladder can win the belt?
Yes. Yes.
Or a blow-up doll?
Literally, when I'm watching wrestling, it's either going to be good or just train wreck. Like, what
that's
is going
the only
on?
Way to watch wrestling, in yes. my opinion. But I do agree. I think Royal Rumble could see some bigger names. Obviously, we do know Cody's probably going to return. BD's being speculated, but that's...
Well, how many times has he been on Up, Up, Down, Down?
He was on Game Day all day, wasn't he? He was on...
Oh. I mean, but was it the Fox Noon big game, or was it college?
It was Fox
game?
Noon, but Fox on. Has...
That's half a point.
Fox pretty sure. much owns WWE, so...
Well, he was he at Phoenix?
Yeah, he entered the championship four drivers for the NASCAR race last week.
See? There you go. So, like... He can return next week.
So if he's cleared to drive the next gen car.
God. No, that's the last person.
I mean, because that's the most dangerous thing on earth.
He's in War Games.
There you go.
I mean,
it's crazy, man. He lives in Tampa, went all the way to Phoenix for that.
Kurt Busch is going to drive. How many?
With a broken neck.
How many NASCAR races has he been to this year?
At least four or five.
He's been to a good
He was
bin.
At the 500.
Yeah. He's at the 500. He's at a bunch.
Was he at Charlotte? I feel like he was at Charlotte.
Is that,
Sasha
yeah.
Was she at one or two this year, or was that last year?
It was last year. And then
Bianca was at Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was on Bianca
AJ,
and the Prophets.
AJ was at Charlotte.
That's right. Yes, it was. The racing community treated me very well.
Oh, dude. Can we talk about Austin Theory?
We can. I'm just reading about the Iron Man title. And yes, we can.
That is, okay. So, officially the dumbest wrestler.
Hey, I miss you in an open challenge.
Are you going to...
What? All right, here's an open challenge to him. Okay,
anybody.
Well, let him accept the open challenge, and when y'all are done, I'm going to cash in my opportunity on you.
No. Open challenge didn't start, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So, Seth Rollins issued an open challenge to anybody in the locker room for the United States title. An angry Bobby Lashley comes out. And like the smart guy he is, he instead of taking the open challenge and winning a title, he decides to beat up Rollins before the match. Bell hasn't rang. Open challenge has not started. Theory walks out with a briefcase, stands around confused. They go to commercial. They come back. He's still standing there. And then he just snaps out of the confused look. I want to cash in. And cashes in his Money in the Bank on a mid-card title on an open challenge. He didn't need to cash in.
Also doesn't win.
He hits every finisher. Granted, Rollins has just got the absolute crap beat out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt lock, through the table, power bombs, you name it. Kicks out of this one of Austin Theory's finishers. A-Town Down, kicks out of A-Town Down.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. That's a good guess. Hits him with a pedigree. Rollins kicks out. One stomp, one, two, three.
Sounds like Braun and Omos.
So
that sounds terrible.
It was not great.
So, okay. People have used the word bury so loosely over the past few years that they don't realize that that was an actual burial.
But I don't...
What was it then?
The changing of the guard.
The idiot cashed in his money in the... I don't think this was a booking... This was not a booking issue. This was not a booking confusion. This was a, hey, let's make this guy look like an idiot.
But I don't think that... I think... here. Okay, here's... I'm going to try my best to play devil's advocate.
Go ahead. I'm here for it.
All right. I'm here to play the devil. Okay? But... So... I guess... I will say... Wasting money in the bank... is kind of a bad idea. Because that's essentially your mid-card title.
Can I say something on that? I think that's Triple H's way of getting it out of here so he can put the match back at Mania.
That is true. Because the way it was looking, he was never going to cash in.
Right.
So I could see that. Am I the only one that didn't mind him cashing on a mid-card title? Here's why. I loved TNA's version of Money in the Bank with Feast or Fired. The only thing is with that is they did four briefcases. Three of them had title shots for like the tag titles, the mid card, and the world title. The other one was like the You're Fired briefcase. Now we have to review a Feast or Fired match. But
I'm 100%
what if they did
down.
That at Mania and then Theory gets the You're Fired briefcase?
I would kind of think it was hilarious. But like, I wouldn't mind just to put a Triple H spin on things for Money in the Bank. I guess for both at this point, because you do have women's tag titles now too, but if you win the briefcase, you can cash in on anything.
You can like grab a partner from the back and...
Well, for example, say like Kofi wins Money in the Bank, I can cash in on the Usos with Xavier as the New Day. Like, that's kind of how TNA did it. If you had the tag title... Typically, if you had the tag title briefcase, chances are you were in a tag team.
Like, really?
And by the way, in kayfabe, you didn't know what briefcase you had. But chances are, if you see Jay Lethal win the tag title briefcase with Creed right there beside him, like, oh, I wonder what briefcase he has. And I think they did one point where he had the exhibition title briefcase. But still, like, I'd be okay with if they cashed on any belt. I think that means you get more surprise winners at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, but I think that kind of takes away from Money in the Bank a little bit of it being like a main event thing. Like, this person is going to be a future world champion. That's way bigger than just winning the IC title. And the IC title,
But if you elevate your titles, which I think is what Triple H is trying to do with his mid-card.
You got it going with Seth Rollins. I don't know who the IC champion is. Oh, it's
still Gunther.
It's Gunther.
Yeah.
That's right.
And your tag belts are elevated because they're on the Usos. And your world titles are... So, like...
Your titles are doing okay, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I think you can use it on... And if you look... Now, the women's side of things...
It's too early to do that, though. They haven't been elevated for long enough. And still, in my eyes, no matter how elevated they are, they'll never be like, oh, my God, he's cashing in on Seth Rollins right now for the U.S. title. Like, I'll never be like, yes, cash in.
But it depends on the person, though. Like, I guess if you have someone who's not likely to win Money in the Bank. Like, for example, R-Truth.
Otis.
Hear me out. If Otis won Money in the Bank.
Sure. Like,
well, but even with the mid-card belt, because he was doing a singles run at this point. Like, if he catches it, you would still be shocked because Otis isn't supposed to win a mid-card title. He's not supposed to be a singles guy. I think it depends on the person. Now, obviously, if it's Theory, with cash on a world title. I guess it depends on who holds the briefcase. And it is used primarily to elevate your main event guys. So I could see your point there. I enjoyed the surprise of him cashing it in, but I did not enjoy the stupidity of him cashing in.
So by the way, why has he lost like every single match since, like, why does it feel like he's being punished for being Vince's guy? He didn't give anybody hush money.
I don't know if he's
I mean,
how do we know of, you know, hey.
He's lost like 15 matches.
Just going for the Zack Ryder.
Could it be Kurt maybe? Hawkins.
That's right.
Could it maybe same to help shit. Elevate the win? Has he lost anybody that's returned recently?
I don't know.
I mean, I would say that, but I don't think he's lost anybody that's returned. And it maybe could be, which I wouldn't see why they would do it this way. Maybe trying to hit reset on Theory.
Maybe.
And maybe that's what. Maybe that's why he cashed in Money in the Bank. One, to help reset Money in the Bank for maybe Mania, and two, to maybe hit pause on Theory, reset him, and maybe have him somewhere else. I will say I wasn't big on him getting called up in the first place. I thought he could have been easily your top guy in NXT.
Dude's been called up like twice.
Oh, well, okay. The first time he got called up and then the whole allegation stuff happened. Then the second time he got called up, I still think he should have stayed. Like, he could have stayed in NXT and probably won the NXT title and would have been treated as a bigger deal getting called. And he still got treated like a big deal getting called up. I will, and this is probably going to be a really horrible comparison, and it could bite me in the butt. I doubt it will, though. But if you look at other top guys in the company in the years past, you look at their first couple years on the main roster, very, like, you look at Orton. Orton's not doing much as soon as he gets. Now, of course, I'm comparing it to when Theory gets called up the second time. Not the whole Rollins stuff and then Team okay. Andrade. But from the time he got called up the second time, has a little bit of success, and then kind of fizzles out.
But when Roman got called up the first time, he seemed to be pretty successful out the gate.
In a faction with two other very successful guys.
They were all successful in their call-up.
Well, they were all together, and they were treated like such a big deal. Theory was treated like a big deal,
Keith Lee got called up, and he was in how many world title matches? Two? Three?
When he got called up? I don't remember.
Pretty sure.
I know he beat Orton, and I don't remember much after that.
He squashed Orton.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You look at like, even Orton's call-up. Upsetting Hardcore Holly, which was kind of a big deal because it's young Orton versus hazing Hardcore Bob Holly. I mean,
hazing Hardcore Bob Holly.
But, like, you look, he beats Bob Holly. You see Cena's debut with Kurt Angle, does nothing afterwards.
He almost got fired.
That's what I'm saying. So, I'm not saying Theory's going to get fired, but I'm saying, like, that first call up and, of course, getting a couple years in under you, I think will be difficult. But I think it's just they're still trying to see what exactly, you know, what can we do with Theory? Where can we throw him in? Because truthfully, right now, you can't put him in the main event.
No.
Because there's no one in the main event anymore. It's Roman, and then you're just semi-main guys. And then you have your mid-card. And I think he'd do well in the mid-card, but can't be, I mean, because even though Rollins is Rollins, he's still healed. He's getting booed quite a bit. Riddle somewhere doing whatever. I mean, so, like, I think it could be hard for him to get thrown in the shuffle for even some of that, but, I mean, I think maybe they're just kind of waiting, letting all this stuff happen so they can maybe find something else to do with him and then transition him into the main event level I think he can be and is, because you looked at his stuff in Evolve, world champion caliber talent, he's such a young age and stuff like that. I mean, so I think he'll be fine. I just don't, if they are trying to reset him and trying to place him in a different thing, that was not the right way to do it at all. But we'll see. I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows if we'll see Theory again next week? I don't know. I mean, I'm 100% down with reuniting the way. Because guess what? Theory's now doing nothing. Candice LeRae is doing nothing. Indy Hartwell's doing nothing. Gargano's feuding with The Miz. Why not bring back the way?
Was that a nice way of saying Gargano's not doing anything?
Pretty much. Well, because he's only doing stuff. Like, they've really made a long-winded way of making him work with The Miz. And pretty much saying, like, oh, Dexter Lumis is stalking you, but you paid him first to stalk you, but then you didn't pay him, so now he's stalking you for realsies. I don't know why Gargano is now thrown into that, but, I mean, maybe because Dexter Lumis is a way member? I don't know. I mean, maybe because, I guess, Gargano's the father-in-law, technically. I don't know how that family tree works in the way. But just reunite them all. What's it going to hurt? I mean, I'm not saying you need Loomis and Theory in the tag division, but just reunite them. They're entertaining. They're fun together. You can have LeRae and Hartwell work the women's tag division. And then you have Loomis with Theory, with Gargano. It all would work out pretty decently. But instead, again, most of them are doing nothing. And Gargano's working with The Miz. So.
Fair enough.
And not, he hasn't had a match with The Miz either, has he?
No.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It's not like you can throw him in there with Ciampa, just Ciampa's out for, I think, seven more months. They said this hip injury was rough. He's already rehabbing and doing pretty well in his rehab, but I think it was anywhere from like 6 to 9 months or something like that. As if he was going to be on the card at Mania, it's looking like it probably won't be on the card at all for Mania. So.
Do we want to talk about the mystery NXT voice?
Yeah, can we please talk about this? Because I've actually been out of the loop with the mystery NXT person.
All right. Okay, so on the Titantron, we'll have that discussion some other time. Lights went out, and in a very mysterious, kind of disguised-sounding voice, my name is written on the walls. My voice sounds through the halls, and soon I'll be in NXT to watch the whole thing fall. Pain is truly among thee. Imagine what will happen, has happened, because it was always meant to be. Sincerely, Scripps.
It's Triple H coming back.
That's what I thought. So, they filed the trademark term Scripps. Okay. Because I'm reading more about this. This is according to Wrestling Inc. They also trademark names such as Tank Ledger, Ika Brown, Luca Crucifino, and Tavion Heights. Which one of these is Scripps?
Tank.
Actually, Tank Ledger is being used by former football player Joe Spivak, who just debuted on NXT Level Up. Which, by the way, they unveiled the NXT class of 2022 or something like that, a digital exclusive. Like, oh, look at all these people, you know, they're ex-at, like, that's all they mentioned, is it's just former college athletes. That's, I mean, which I guess is, I know what they're going for, that's kind of their performance center class now, and I'm like, okay, let's see, you're gonna get released, you'll probably stay for at least a couple of years, you're not making it, because what they're doing now is you got 2 years. If you don't show you've improved in 2 years, we're gonna release you. That's kind of been the unwritten rule they've now implied in NXT. And that goes for even your guys who get signed off for the independents. You have 2 years to show something, or we let you go. So, I mean, that's why I was trying to do my kind of like Xing out people. Like, okay, you're really attractive, but I have a feeling, like, I have a feeling this is not going to work for you.
Who is Scripps?
Tank Ledger, brother.
An actual person that, like, you
so
might know.
Biggie. They mentioned ripping NXT
apart,
some part,
former,
right?
I mean, I don't see why. Because what you said, my name's written on the wall.
My name's written on the wall. My name is sounded in the halls.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't that makes me think it's probably a former champion or something like that.
Somebody who's been
Sasha.
In NXT.
I don't.
They're
think,
saving Sasha and Naomi
yeah,
for
I,
War Games.
That's what I think they're doing.
Because that team has two spots
I'm,
open.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, you, okay,
through
so let's
former
say,
champions that are either not doing anything or
released.
Yeah,
Bo Dallas, is that a stretch? I mean, even though they're trying to tie him into the Bray Wyatt thing, or at least fans are, but I mean that kind of I guess fits with what Bray's doing as the weird. Don't touch me, I'll hurt you. Like
pretty much. One of my coworkers said Breeze. I know his name is written on the wall, like somewhere, but like, is his name sounded in the halls? Like, what is like? What
could
is
you
they...
imagine that Breeze? I mean, it.
Someone said Nash Carter. Granted, I don't think his name is written on the walls that much.
If it is, it says "Do not allow in the building." I mean, could it be somebody that joins, is it Schism? Schism? The
probably not Schism.
I feel like it's Schism.
I had to take a guess.
Well, it's probably the faction not. With the Rock's daughter, which, by the way, I mean, pretty over. And also, Joe Gacy is wrestling in real ring gear now.
Oh, my God.
He's not in the priest attire. He's now,
oh my God.
Like, in trunks. I know, right? The street shoe!
Malachi with the street shoe! Right to the face of Arnett. Where's Cody?
You can screen my calls, but you cannot screen my fury. That came from, I don't know if that was, I think maybe the week before.
That was Tyson Fury.
That's it.
It's Tommy Fury.
Oh,
less famous.
I mean.
No, that's just his new name. He had to change his gimmick.
Hear me out here. We have seen vignettes of Dijakovic coming back. And there is a vignette he has of him pressing record on like an old tape recorder or voicemail machine. It could be Dijakovic, but so far his name actually internally is being listed as Donovan Dijak. So I don't know if Scripps has anything to do with that, but
I'm going to blow all your minds here, okay? I'm gonna clash two worlds, two professional wrestling companies into one. Two you never think would work together. It's Brandon Cutler. You see the vignettes where, you know, editing the Elite out because he's taking them with him to NXT.
They're Scripps. That's what it is.
The Elite is Scripps.
The Elite is Scripps.
The Elite are all NXT.
You know how wild that would be?
That would literally be the most insane thing.
Like, what if they just showed up?
Like, I mean, like, nothing different about them. Like, Brandon Cutler comes out filming them, you know, spraying the cold spray on them. Like, they're just the Elite NXT. That'd be wild.
I don't... that would be pretty wild. Especially because they're debuting on NXT.
Well, that's where all the flippy dippies are.
That's
the flippy flopper grocery bagger wrestlers.
Yeah. Those guys who don't have 47 five stars. You know how many stars that is? A lot. I mean, I don't know anybody like in the past who would do a character revamp like this. So that's kind of what it's like.
Chris Jericho. The Masked Singer.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that, Ryan? Okay. You know, they usually distort the voice. And
I didn't even know he was on there, but I saw a clip, like, on Facebook or something. It was like, is this Chris Jericho? And I heard it, and I was like, yes.
he sang All-Star.
He did. He
someone
did.
In the comments was like, as someone who has been watching wrestling for over 40 years. God. And have paid very close attention to all of Christopher Jericho's career.
Did you not just say you're a Fozzie fan? We get it.
This is, in my opinion, this is most definitely.
Usually Chris they distort the voice, and I feel like they tried to, but Jericho is just so Jericho. It's just like, all right, we're gonna try to distort your voice. Sound of my voice, baby.
Sing All Star and try not to like sound like you normally sing when you sing Fozzie. Okay. Hey now, you're an All Star.
Hey now, hey now, hey now.
What if you just forgot and started?
Hey now, you're an all-star. You're beautiful, lonely inside.
He just starts singing Judas. Like, he's just,
I'm coming.
Like, I saw that video, and within, like, the first five words, the moment like, that is probably Jericho.
Well, someone else mentioned, oh, it could be Jack Black, like, brother.
I mean, sure.
But does Jack Black say, baby? Like, I don't
Well, I don't doubt Jack Black would. I also don't doubt that he would be paying attention to the internet enough to be like, ah, I think I'm Jericho.
I know that guy.
I could see Jack Black being a pretty massive wrestling fan.
Has he appeared on
Nacho Libre?
At least that's why he was a huge back in the day. I mean, who knows?
I feel like he's appeared on wrestling before.
Sure.
Was he a guest host ever?
That's crazy.
How was he not a guest host during the guest host era of Raw?
That is true. All right, is there any other guesses on? I'm because Scripps is now bothering me because there's rumors of people coming back and returning, but none of them scream out Scripps. Like Bobby Roode apparently is recovering and supposedly gonna come back. Well, one, I think they have plans on him joining SmackDown, and even if he wasn't in NXT, Scripps doesn't necessarily scream a Bobby Roode.
Could it be Murphy? He's released from AEW, right? He's gone.
No, he's taking a break like Malakai is.
Oh, okay.
And they aired vignettes for House of Black on Rampage. So I just read
that. But did they air vignettes for Buddy Murphy?
They have showed in previous vignettes. They have
it
showed Scripps, every
his
member.
His little buddy, Murphy.
It's actually little Jimmy coming to pay back Grayson Waller for beating the crap out of
him. What if nobody comes out? What? Surely someone's done that. Like, they built something up, and then it was actually nothing.
Look
like,
up
not
SmackDown Hacker.
Not
look up Brian Kendrick has his own promotion. I think he does stuff like that, like stupid stuff.
Yeah, he'll do, like 2 years of build, and he'll end it with a countdown.
That's amazing. That would literally be me.
He probably doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, he got canceled for, like, calling, like, the Holocaust, like, not real or something like that.
Which, fun fact... One way not to get canceled?
I thought
don't
he,
talk about the Holocaust.
I
like
thought
that.
He was about to say it's not real.
No.
he said, fun fact. And I was thinking.
Don't say what I think you're about to say.
Yeah.
I was like, man,
another
you're
fact.
Worried about us.
No, I don't think it's Bobby Roode. I think the only one I think it was Bo Dallas. And that's still a stretch.
I could think of a name that I'm not comfortable saying.
Velveteen Dream?
Yes.
I mean,
after everything, including the whole filming people in the bathroom stuff.
Oh, my God. Isn't there more stuff out about him now?
I mean, let's see. Grooming. Didn't he get arrested?
Yeah. Going on coke benders.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
But Shawn Michaels may understand it if he's in the process. Like, you know, y'all did it to me, too. You know? You kept me around.
Just tell Sean, hey, I'm born again too, man. All right, cool, come on.
Breeze, I don't see Breeze going this route. This character seems to be a little more serious and dark. Or I could just see them doing what they did with Brodus Clay. And so, I don't know. Y'all were watching at the time. I wasn't, but they were airing vignettes for Brodus Clay. And then he debuts as the Funkasaurus. And these are serious monster vignettes, like, watch out for Brodus Clay, he's going to kill you. And then, like, he debuts, somebody call my mama. And that's it. Like, that's...
He literally took God's theme song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He shared the same theme song with God.
Remember those Alberto Del Rio vignettes before he debuted on SmackDown?
Yes. Not good. Oh man, what are some other bad vignettes? Carlitos were just carbon copies of Razor Ramones, but they still weren't good.
That's not cool. That's literally all it was.
And you just spit in people's face. For people who don't want to be cool.
I spit in the face of people.
Now there's one more, like, unless you guys have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, who is Scripps?
Paige. Or Soraya.
Soraya.
Serrated.
Cirrhosis. Psychosis.
Fibro. What's that? It's on the TV all the time. It's like fibro.
It's on the telly every time I watch
it. It's one of them 7-hour infomercials.
It's one of them things my grandpa.
Cystic fibro.
Sure. Why not?
Cystic fibrosis?
Sure. Fibromyalgia? That's the one I saw it on. My mama's got that.
Every single one of them commercials is
mesothelioma. That's who it is.
They just pick a different time period. And a different either U.S. government installation or like just a general trade. They'll be like, do you got family that worked in a coal mine in between 1600 and 1905? And it's like, everyone did. Yeah.
It was like, oh yes, I had fibromyalgia. I used to be the best paralegal around. Like, what? I was the best Brit Mason around.
I was a shoemaker, a paralegal. I was on disability the surveyor. Whole time.
I was a land surveyor.
I was unemployed. Hold on. First of all, okay, off topic, but Retribution, hear me out. Why were these names like T-Bar and Mason? They could have been used in fibromyalgia and mesothelioma. Like, oh, here they come. It's asbestos.
Oh, my God. Look, it's algicide.
Syphilis is back!
Here comes their tag team partner, Chlamydia!
It's herpes! Oh, the gift that keeps on giving!
Herpes! Man, darn him! Herpes is back! It'll never go away, just like his buddy Krabs! It's still here! Leave him alone! Their faction name is STD.
What's that stand for?
Scientology. Scientology traces diagrams.
Sure.
It's just Tom Cruise drawing Venn diagrams.
So it's a circle.
It's actually two circles.
And in the middle, everything.
The middle's an oval.
Ah!
It's like... So could their theme song be like SCU's theme song right at the beginning?
STD! Ew! Yeah, we could. It could be. I'm all for that. That's coming to another wrestling promotion. Oh, it's STDs! Not again!
I just want to hear Justin Reynolds go, STD!
When can your gimmick name be STD?
Sure.
Like MJF, but... sleazier. I'm not better than you, and I know it.
I'm terrible. I'm a horrible wrestler.
I'm infected, and you know it. And instead of the voicemails that Scripps leaving, you're just leaving voicemails like, hey, I'm positive you should probably go to check that. By the way, NXT's burning it around, but still.
Or the first thing I thought of is like, that phone call, the Tony Khan phone call to MJF. So I just talked to the doctors. You are infected. You shouldn't be here at all. But the fans want you back. Because I'm Wynn Addison Brantley. No, I'm STD. Way worse than you.
No, STD. That's going to be the initials. You got to figure out a name. Stacy Tracy. Stacy Tracy Donovan, by the way, doesn't start. Swear to dog. Just,
Shane. Speaking of names, y'all see someone went at JBL for calling Baron Corbin a wrestling god. They're like, now he's stealing Kenny Omega's name.
That's Corbin's name.
Well, that one sound on TikTok.
That's Corbin's new character thing. I think it's even his Twitter handle.
Well, yeah, but someone was like, they can't do anything original. Now they're stealing one of Kenny Omega's many nicknames. It's like, JBL. You ever met JBL?
Literally the cleaner. Like, there's Kenny Omega has too many nicknames.
Yeah, but I would never refer to him as wrestling god because guess what? JBL was. Like, that's his. Yeah. He had it first.
Yeah.
I mean, while JBL was wrestling god, Kenny Omega was
the belt collector. That's I know Kenny Omega right now, even though he's not a champion. It's like the belt collector.
Cleaner or best bout machine? Those are the two.
Best bout machine, yeah.
Yeah. Like the cleaner, I guess, because by the time I knew Kenny Omega was, he had just joined Bullet Club. So, and he was still the cleaner. I guess he's still the cleaner now. No one calls him that. But we don't know. They're erasing him from everything so they can come be strips in NXT.
That's actually what this is building to.
That's what it is, yeah. It's actually into NXT versus AEW. I mean, that's the real Forbidden Door. So you're going to have STDs take on the Elite. It's just going to be great. I mean,
I will hit them with a maneuver of some sort.
What would your finish name be if you're STD? What would it be? The clap.
The clap.
You just look at them and you just go.
And they just take a phantom bump.
Yeah, like, it's the clap of doom.
Huh. I'm trying to think of what are other ways.
I was trying to think of like a...
How further down the STD rabbit hole can we go?
It's the It Burns!
Oh, we hit it with the super crab.
Actually, hold on. The burning hammer.
I was thinking of the super crab.
It's just it's a regular Boston crab.
I was thinking of super kick.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Boston crab.
It's like, oh, super crab.
I was thinking of Boston crabs. Like, oh, he's got Boston crabs. Oh no!
The Krusty Krab is unfair.
The Krusty Krab. Mr.
Krab is in there.
Ew, gross. That's
standing at concession.
No, stop.
Flaunting his oppression.
All right. Ryan, stop.
Disease in his possession.
Yeah, yes. I'm watching SpongeBob a lot.
So, do we want to talk about?
It's a pretty good show.
Apparently not. We want to talk about SpongeBob.
This isn't the SpongeBob hour. The Sponge hour.
Well, first of all, the hour's almost up. The hour's almost up. I just want to talk about Paige being fake cleared, apparently.
That's legit, isn't it?
Apparently her date of birth was wrong on the thing she tweeted out.
So she's not cleared. That's all I need to hear.
Well, she wasn't cleared in the E.
That's right. What was that? What was that quote from The Office that Dwight said to Daryl or said to Toby when they were questioning if he really got hurt in the warehouse? Toby was like, he had a doctor's note, and Dwight was like, from who? Dr. J, or something like that.
That'd be a great idea. Can Britt Baker just do promos and vignettes of her trying to find the doctor that cleared Paige?
That'd be hilarious.
It would just be great.
Well, you've only got a week till Full Gear, so
you can do at least one promo. You know what I mean? But you know what you can do? Admire Jake Hayter and his purple bucket hat.
That's pretty sick.
I look at that, dude. I mean, he's living up to the boy band.
Let me see that again.
Hold on.
We just got done about talking about sexually transmitted diseases. Look at that, dude. This is what
that's
the show's
buff
come
Ross
to.
Chastain.
Hold up. Am I not allowed to see it?
Does Ross have a speech impediment?
I don't.
Melons.
That is just big Ross Chastain.
Hater's got the impediment.
I guess so.
At least from that angle. I don't pay enough attention to old Jake Hayter.
Apparently Adam Cole plays for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Look, that's actually serious, though. I think that's actually...
Like, you know how awesome that would be?
No.
People talking trash about him being undersized. He's in the freaking NFL.
Like, I'm a holder.
Yeah. Does he have a brother? He has a brother.
Dude, that takes the Pat McAfee, Adam Cole feud to a whole other level.
That's right. Adam and Pat 3. Do we count War Games in their second match? I don't know.
Sure.
Adam and Pat 3.
You have a hold off. It's going to be McPherson versus Vinatieri.
Field fight.
Versus 70-year-old Vinatieri.
There you go. Field fight's going to be Pat McAfee and Adam Cole. And then Adam Cole's brother who plays for the Bengals. And then Pat McAfee's going to have AJ Hawk and his giant
forehead. I'm taking AJ Hawk. In almost every fight, I would take AJ Hawk. He might kill himself by spearing you, but by God, you ain't getting up. I was thinking with no mouthpiece either.
I was thinking of the CTE part. That's, I'm sorry.
Well, that's a silent killer.
So is the STDs.
Well, from what I understand, you probably know they're there.
That could be your motto. You know I'm there. Even when you don't think I am.
Well, by the end of Sunday night, you will feel the burn.
Oh. Some of them show up different depending on if you're a guy or a girl.
Speaking from experience.
Sure. No.
Mostly is that the worst wrestling character ever? That your gimmick is that you are an STD?
Hard to shake, man.
I mean, Eugene.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But he was over.
I enjoyed Eugene. He was very entertaining, but, you know.
I mean, when you...
I think what made it worse is that they made him related to Bischoff.
When you portray the character you do, but you do everybody's finisher, you're going to be over.
Yeah. That was the best part. I mean, because he'd just be out there doing whatever the heck he wanted to.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, where does Billy and Chuck fall in that in terms of worst characters? Are they bad, like...
Oh, Katie Vick is the worst character in wrestling.
But she's not a physical person. We never actually physically saw her in human form.
Well, what was Triple H doing?
That was a mannequin. And you know that.
That's kayfabe.
That's where the STD character got born. You just see Wynn in the background. Hey!
Hey, you know what's going to happen. You know who was there first? The Big Red Machine. And he was on fire. Afterwards. You falling into his Big Red Trap.
That's who actually won the feud. It was Kane. Triple H got Batney and STDs.
I can't think of a better place to end the show.
Better than you just... I'm telling you, I think you need to run with this STD character for a second. Like,
I'll write some stuff down tonight.
You need to. You're not going to.
I don't know. First of all, like, at least one of the main indies around here is very family oriented.
They just had a barbed wire massacre. That's
true.
Like, family friend is out of the way. STD's debuting next month, brother. Like, I'm here and it burns. Hold on. Did you have a Ring of Fire match? Hear me out.
Well, would you change the shape of the ring for that, or
no? It's still a ring. And no, it's a House of Horrors match. It's just actually in a clinic. This is like, oh, this is scary. Oh, here's another exam. Oh no.
I'm actually just like a baby face that's like encouraging people always to get tested no matter what.
Your character's actually promoting abstinence. Don't be like me, huh? You're from New York, by the way. Don't tell you that. You're from New York and you're an STD.
I don't care if it's protected. Always get tested.
Yeah. There you go. Yes. This character's over.
Over is one way to put it.
Over in what way? In every way.
Hey, over as in done?
Hey, like, I'll tell you right now, all right? Don't be like me.
Now, what would happen if, like, you know, say...
If you won the world title?
One of my bosses found out, oh, you wrestle? That's cool. And I go, yeah. Oh, what's your character, man? Oh, man.
That's why you gotta make up a name for the STD acronym.
I'm the landlord.
There you go. You can be the landlord that has STDs. Just make that a side plot of your character. You know what I mean? Like, make that a storyline. Let's say, like, you're the landlord and you catch an STD from, like, changing the sheets or something. You know? Well, I don't know what landlords
do. What do you think, landlord? What?
You're freaking, like, housekeeping? Like, no, they collect money.
Hey, we're here for the money and we're trying to change the sheets. Hey, get up.
It's not.
That's not at all it.
No.
No, you tell the landlord, hey, my faucet's broken. They come in and tape it back together.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they take your money.
Also, if they're knocking on your door to get the money,
chances are
you're late.
Yeah, you might as well pack your stuff right then and there.
Hey, why don't you get out of my house? Also, it hurts when I pee. Anyways, anything else y'all would like to add? Not to this conversation, but just in general.
Ryan, you got anything?
Ryan, anything? No. Okay. Anyways.
You kind of look like Chevy Chase. You know that?
Chevy Chase or Chubby Chase?
Chevy.
Okay. I thought I heard Chubby Chase.
You thought I was throwing a fat joke at you?
Could have been. Or Chubby Chaser. Like, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, in the show. I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, I mean, you know. I was thinking more Chris Farley, you know. That's what a teacher told me in seventh grade.
Yeah, but if I told you that, then you would think that was a fat joke.
No, I don't understand it. The only thing,
because you're not that funny.
Well, thank you. But I do have the drug problem. Anyways, so next week we're gonna be talking pretty much all things wrestling, and All Out is next week, right? Or is it the week after?
About Full Gear.
Full Gear.
All Out already happened, buddy.
That's AEW. Right. Hard to forget.
AEW's happening.
AEW's next happening. Week. You think I wouldn't get him confused? As
guys, we did a lot of work for this big show.
We've done so many great things. CM Punk's won all the titles. And he'll wear them at Cage Fighting Monthly when he does commentary. That's all I have to say right now. Punk, anything?
Muffin's good. Bunch of children in the back.
The Elite's still here. That's a mistake.
That's a big... big, big mistake.
They're like an STD. Wins in the background. Give it infringement. I heard that.
Okay. I wonder, can you trademark STD? Like, is that possible?
I guess if you're trademarking it not as sexually transmitted disease. That's what I'm saying. Look, if you come up with a name.
Because it was Ohio State that tried to trademark the word "the," right?
Yes.
That was so stupid.
Get out of here.
Stupid program. What a stupid bunch of fans. Yeah. Honestly, just Ohio State. I hate everything about them.
Bunch of irrelevant.
We put plants on our helmets every time we win football game.
Actually, it's for like...
It's still stupid plants.
That's kind of cool, though. Like,
Georgia does it, too.
We have tradition. Like dog bones. Plants.
Yeah, they do the dog bones.
Buckeye.
You got the Buckeyes. Michigan does it with something. Maybe Wolverine claws.
Wolverine! Wolverines!
All right, please, God, close this show.
Anyways,
you don't want to review Red Dawn right quick?
No.
Only the good one, though.
Oh, you mean the 2011 one?
No. Okay. Get out of here.
No, wait. We're not reviewing that one yet. Get out.
Okay. We will, however, be reviewing Fighting With My Family next week.
Wait, hold on. Hear me out.
I mean, it's perfect timing. Paige just got cleared.
Paige just got cleared.
Allegedly.
Apparently. That's right. Her birthday was wrong on the doctor's note. And, I mean, it did say
doctor's note.
And it did say Dr. Phil. I'm not saying.
Dr. Oz. It was notarized by Judge Judy.
Dr. Oz, you know, great, you know, Pennsylvania Senate member. Dr. Oz.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No. I do not think he won.
Oh, he didn't win.
Did Herschel win? What happened in Georgia?
Let's talk about the results.
I know. I think they realized
Herschel was not the right fit.
I'm just genuinely curious.
Anyways, you are going to hear our thoughts on Full Gear because it is next week, right?
Yeah.
Next Saturday? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're having an episode on Full Gear as well as some predictions and some other stuff. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a really fun time. We get to see if MJF maybe wins the world title.
Hopefully.
You know, we will see. We get to see Saraya's first match.
Do we want to do a prediction game next Friday?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Me and you still owe Matthew his first toy. And then you and him owe me toy. Yep. And then, bless you, after next Saturday, one of us will get a toy. We are adults.
I never said toy. I said random item, but that's wrestling related.
Fair. Have y'all picked out mine yet?
I have one in mind that's actually a very easy way out, but
with the Rusev Day hat? I hate
No, not the Rusev Day hat.
Something else I bought you? The microphone, the blow up microphone?
No, I need to use that, by the way. I still not blown up. All the other stuff I have. Somewhere.
Alright.
Anyways, but yeah, you did see our other predictions episode. Maybe I won't 50-50 book this time. Who knows? Maybe that'll be
don't pick a draw.
Maybe that'll be my theme, though. I'll just 50-50 book. Like, who went over on Dynamite, that's who's
see going over if you have here. Success with it.
Yeah, I'm going to try that for AEW.
Okay.
We'll make it work. And then I'll lose. But we'll make it'll be fine. So, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So, for Ryan, our boy STD, and myself.
My name is Wynn.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to work the gimmick. For Wynn, Ryan, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast, and we'll see y'all next time.
Meh.
Good God.